We continue in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shvi'it. We are up to Perek Daled, Mishnah Tet. We're up to the final two Mishnayot of Perek Daled. And this Mishnah will deal with a third type of produce that becomes permitted to be eaten during the Shemitah year in more than one stage. Zetim, in the case of olives, Mishayachnisu Revi'it Lese'ah. Once they can yield a revi'it, a quarter log of oil per se'ah, once the olives are big enough that per se'ah of olives can yield a quarter, a revi'it of oil, so then, potse'ah ve'ochel basadeh, one is allowed to break the olives in the field and eat them as a snack, because they're already ripened to the degree that one can eat them as a snack, not formally but as a snack. Hichnisu chatzi log. However, later on, once they are able to yield not just a revi'it but a half of a log per se'ah, so then kotesh v'sach basadeh. So then one is allowed to crush them and sach, and to anoint himself with their oil on his body in the field still. So that's, in other words, in a way that's not formal, because they're still not fully ripened. Hichnisu shlish, when they are grown to a third of their full size, kotesh basadeh, you're allowed to crush them in the field, and bring them into your house where you can eat them or anoint your body with their oil, and even during the Shemitah, because this is considered fully ripened, fully formed. And with these three stages as well, after they reached a third of their full size, that's when they are subject to the halachot, to the obligation of ma'asot in the other years of the 7 year of the Shemitah cycle. The Mishnah ends off by saying that when it comes to all other fruits, other than figs, grapes, and olives that the previous three Mishnayot spoke about, all other fruits have only one stage. Ush'ar kol perot ha'ilan, regarding all other fruits of a tree, Keonatan lema'asot, ken onatan lishvi'it. Keonatan lema'asot, the stage at which they become obligated in ma'asot, that's the stage in which they become permitted to be eaten during the Shemitah, which means it's only by the figs, grapes, and olives that they become permitted to be eaten on Shemitah, to a certain degree, to be eaten on the field, before the time that they are ready for obligation of ma'asot. Whereas by all other fruits, the timing for the obligation of ma'aser is the same as the timing of when they become permitted to be eaten during the Shemitah year. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Yud. Now we know there's a halacha we mentioned before, that the Vehayita Shabbat Ha'aretz, it's actually this week's parasha, Vehayita Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla, that the fruits of the Shemitah are to be eaten, and we learn out, le'ochla ve'lo lehefsed, they are to be eaten and not to be wasted, not to be ruined. So now, connected to this halacha, that we're not allowed to waste any produce that grows in the Shemitah year, so that's why we're not allowed to, for example, cut down a tree that started to bear fruit, because at that point, it's considered wasting the fruits, because you're preventing them from turning ripe. So our Mishnah now is going to discuss at what point is the tree considered to be bearing fruit and is not allowed to be chopped down. So the Mishnah asks, Me'ematai en kotzitzin ha'ilan bashvi'it. From when may we not cut down a fruit tree during the Shemitah year? So here we have a difference of opinion between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai omrim, kol ha'ilan misheyotzi. Regarding any fruit trees, we're not allowed to cut them down from Misheyotzi, from the time that it brings forth its first leaves. which means even at such an early stage, the tree is already treated as if it's a tree that bears fruit, and you cannot cut it down. So that's called Misheyotzi, as the Baal Tanura says, Misheyotzi Tchilat He'alin Bimei Nisan. Once it brings out its early leaves in the beginning of Nisan, already you are not allowed to chop any kind of tree. Ubetilel omrim, Betilel, however, say, Hecharuvim Misheyeshalshelu. Carob trees, for example, cannot be cut down from the time that the caribs are hanging down. That's Misheyeshalshelu. Eshalshel means hanging down. Because of their weight, they start drooping. So from when the caribs begin to droop, that's when you're not allowed to cut the tree. But beforehand, you would be allowed to, according to Bet Hillel. According to Bet Shammai, you would not, because the leaves came out much earlier. Ve'hagefanim misheyegareu. What about grapevines? They may not be cut down from the time that the seeds form inside the grapes. That's misheyegareu. Gareu is coming from the word garin, from when they have seeds inside. Ve'hazetim misheyanetsu. Olive trees, from the time that they blossom. Ushar kol ilan misheyotzi. Any other type of tree is from the time that it begins to produce fruit. That's when the blossoms fall off and the fruit can be seen. Now the Mishnah tells us, up until when is this prohibition of Shemitah, of cutting down the tree? V'chol ha'ilan, kevan sheba le'onat ha'ma'asrot, mutar le'katzetzo. Once the fruit of any tree reaches the stage of ma'asrot, as we saw before, for example, by olives, it's when it grows a third of its size, then mutar le'katzetzo, you're allowed to cut it down. At that point, once the fruits are fully ripened, so they don't need the tree anymore, so cutting down the tree is not considered wasting the fruits, and so it's not a prohibition of wasting fruits of Shemitah. Now, however, I'm sure you must have been thinking till now, besides the Isur of cutting down trees during Shemitah, isn't there a prohibition, a general prohibition, of cutting down trees that produce fruits? And that's Bal Tashchit, anytime, not only the seventh year. So the Mishnah now will discuss this halakha regarding an olive tree, the general din of cutting down a tree. V'kama yehe bazayit v'lo yekutzenu. How many olives must there be on an olive tree? Or how many olives should the tree produce for one to be prohibited to cut it down? Which means when it comes to Bal Tashchit, it's different. It only applies if the tree produces a significant amount of fruit. So how many olives are considered a significant amount that would prohibit me from cutting down the tree because of Bal Tashchit at any year? So bekama yehe bazayit velo yekutzenu, rova. If you have a quarter of a kav of olives, a kav is a measure of volume, which is equivalent to 24 eggs. So a quarter of a kav is a measure of 6 eggs. If that's how many zetim you have, you cannot cut down such a tree. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hakol lefi hazayit. Shimon ben Gamliel says there's no exact amount, there's no set amount to this halacha. It all depends on the olive tree. It depends on the quality of the olives as well. The Chazon Ish explains that if the tree produces olives of high quality, then the tree cannot be destroyed, even if it gives off less than a quarter of a kav. If it's of poor quality, then it could be cut off, even if it yields more than that amount. So it all depends, according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, on the nature of that tree. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.